It's John Mayer at Lake 88 and In the Blood, the name of the tune. Going back a couple of years for that as well, Meghan Trainor, Tina Turner, all a part of that set of music. We're sitting now at 22 minutes away from 10 o'clock and 15 degrees in the Rideau Lakes area.
3M Perth is hiring new employees to support a growing customer demand. The 3M Perth manufacturing plants are looking for full-time production operators, offering a competitive annual salary, which includes shift premium in addition to a flexible pension and benefits plan. 3M's manufacturing environment supports ongoing learning and employee development. If you're interested in this exciting opportunity, please drop off your resume at 2 Craig Street in Perth, Building 302, to start your journey with 3M.
Peter's Restaurant is an institution in the heart of Perth. Thursdays features Peter's Tender Roast Beef Dinner. Perfectly cooked roast beef with all the trimmings. Just $24.95 per person for dine-in or takeout. Visit Peter's Restaurant in downtown Perth. Amazing food, friendly staff, wonderful customers.
Hey drivers, it's almost time to head back to school. Please be mindful of us on our travels by bus, on foot, or on wheels. But the rules are the same.
New amber lights mean slow down as the bus is going to stop. And red flashing lights mean stop.
Remember, red lights flashing, no passing.
Stay alert and leave the phone alone. Be patient on the road, especially in school zones.
Thank you for keeping us safe. Brought to you by Student Transportation of Eastern Ontario. STEO.ca.
If you're thinking of a new kitchen or bathroom, call Rideau Kitchen Center and start planning now. Get high-low pricing options on cabinetry, countertops, fixtures, and flooring. Call Rideau Kitchen Center in Smiths Falls, 613-283-4417. RideauKitchens.ca.
This Lake 88 weather update is brought to you by the Cannabis Shop at 95 Dufferin Street, Highway 7 in Perth, and in Carlton Place off Highway 7 at 545 McNeely Avenue, with curbside pickup available online at cannabis-shop.ca. Must be 19 plus. Please consume responsibly.
Here's Lanark and Leeds' three-day forecast from the Lake 88 Weather Center. We'll see sunny skies today with a high of 25 degrees. With the humidity, it's going to feel like 27. Cloudy tonight with some fog patches overnight and a low of 11. On Saturday, sun and cloud, chance of showers and a possible thunderstorm with winds gusting to 50 kilometers an hour and a high of 26. With the humidity, it'll feel like 30. Sunday, sunny with a high of 29. Do you want the top local news headlines sent to you every morning? Sign up for our Hometown Headlines daily email right now at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
Well, we're back. I don't know. There's something going on today because the room is full of radio people right now. Bob Perot is here, James Smith, and Adam Weeks. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. Good morning, David.
Well, thank you very much,
Mother. You're welcome. You're welcome.
My mother and you call me David. Anyway, guys, we're coming to the end here.
We are, and I want to just get something out of the way here first. We have a special presentation to make to Mary Lou.
Okay,
not to you. So if Mary Lou could come in here for a moment.
Okay,
we're going to get her to come in. And I just want to say, Dave, we worked together for like 10 years on the morning show. It was very close to 10 years, so I wish you very well. But this presentation here right now, this is for you, Mary Lou.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And we've given her a couple of orchids and so on. Beautiful. And that is expressing our condolences.
Thank you.
Because he's going to be around more. Yeah. And I did the morning part with him for 10 years.
Yes.
You don't know, he's a bear sometimes.
Yes.
So I just wanted to warn you.
I appreciate that. Well, I'm not sure what mornings are going to be like. I'm not sure what mornings are going to be like now, but the 4:30 we won't miss, and we won't miss the winter.
I tell you, I can agree 100%, you know, ever since I came off the morning. And that was my main message to Dave was, sleep well, brother.
I will.
It's going to be great. We had some great times. We went through quite a bit on the air together, and I just want to be sure to, you know, just to wish you absolutely well. You don't work with someone that closely for that long and not, you know, develop a relationship. And we played off each other very, very well.
Yeah, for sure. That was a great, great time.
It was a great time. So I wish you nothing but the best. You are going to be missed around here. Except for Saturdays. That's just going to be normal.
That's a normal Saturday. We'll continue, which is kind of nice.
Doing the cruise. But I wanted to just, you know, give my absolute best to you. Hope for nothing but great things. I'm looking forward to running into you in stores and that and catching up. And again, Mary Lou, my deepest sympathies.
You'll be like my kids, where the kids say, I don't really want to get groceries today, Mom. I said, why, honey? He says, because Dad talks to everyone.
There you go. Excellent. So, very well, sir.
And we have James Smith here, and I have
Dave.
Hey, buddy. I have to say, because people know you the way, you know, you're kind of like Slick Mahoney there with the, you know, the shaved head and the designer clothes and the
pitbull.
Yeah, and
pitbull.
The iron. You still iron your jeans, you know.
Oh, come on.
I just want to let people know that there used to be a James Smith who wore a white shirt with a Colonel Sanders tie and had a very tight afro who made whistle dogs at Gibson's booth.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun time. You used to stop in there all the time.
Well, not all the time. But,
well, yeah, you said Mary Lou wasn't cooking that day.
Those days there was no Mary Lou, so maybe it was in there a lot.
Maybe it was, yeah. We need to go back to 1978.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just a young lad growing up in Smiths Falls, and there was this great radio station called CJET, Radio 63 CJET, and there was so many great voices, and you were one of the voices that I heard all the time every day, Smokin' Dave White, and you influenced me to someday get on the radio. And the true story, a lot of other voices too. You got Huey.
Yeah.
You had Terry the Bear Shea.
Rockin' K. Richard.
Rockin' K.
Dr. Love.
And Hal.
And Hal. Yeah, we had Hal.
But yeah, you were one of the influences way back then. So.
Wow.
And then I get to work with you.
That's high praise, my friend.
You're very welcome.
Well, I think
it's always a pleasure.
That. Yeah.
Always.
Oh, fantastic.
But we get to see you on Saturday.
Yeah.
Walk around the clock with
Dave. I'm a weekend warrior like Brian Perkins. Yeah.
And just before, you get to Adam here, Kathy McCabe has stopped by, too.
Oh. Hello, Kathy.
Just a farewell, Dave. It's been a slice. We've gone back to CJET together.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
Making ourselves sound rather old at the
We go back farther than that because you and Mary Lou were roommates.
True. Yes, our second year of school, we were roommates.
Lived together in London.
That's true.
Dave would come on the weekends, and I'd head to Toronto to see Dale.
Yeah, there we go.
So that's where we all started.
A big circle.
Amazing. And here we are. Anyway, Dave, you've had a great go at it, and you'll be really missed by all of us.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy, and it was a pleasure working with you in those years, too. And going back to the old JET days for sure.
And who knows, maybe after a few months, Mary Lou will move back in with Kathy.
Now, the other guy here is Adam Weeks, and I can't say enough about Adam. We've done a lot of stuff together. And
728 track flashbacks.
And counting. Yeah. The day's not over yet.
Yeah, I will miss the every day. Can you mind if I do a couple more 8-track flashbacks?
Okay, Dave, we'll do a few more.
Really, could you put that in your busy schedule, and you would do it, and you made me sound like I was Joe Knowledgeable.
I've loved every morning coming in and getting stories about my dad, working with my dad in the 80s and playing drums with him, and hearing about Brian Perkins' hair when he had it, and all the stories.
And mine, too.
And James's hair. Yeah.
Now you know he had a nice, tight afro.
Yeah, I can picture it. I can picture it.
I'll get your photo.
But, it's been, generationally, it's been nice for me to get this connection back to, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, hanging out at Q101 CJET, you know, that was what made me want to be in radio. So, you know, like James, you know, those times influenced it for me. So
absolutely, and a real pleasure, I can't tell you, to work with you. Like I say, we had a little history with your dad there, and kind of the next generation come along, and hopefully some of my father's son talks have nurtured you a little bit. That,
yeah, absolutely. And find another way to make a living. Yeah.
I'm just building your confidence.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And also just stepping in the studio here, Dave, Jane Avery from the sales team here. You wanted to borrow money from him or something.
No, I want to convince him to join the sales team. Because I know that Dave has had a past in advertising sales. And I also know that he's very well connected in this area.
You think?
And I think I really think we could use his help.
Yeah. Well, so. I don't know. It's a... That would be tough having to work for James Smith. I mean,
come on.
I'd be sending in whistle dog orders.
At least this version of James Smith.
Yeah, this version. Yeah, the tightly woven.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't tell you guys how much I appreciate this. It's been an amazing ride. I've absolutely loved it here. And as I said to Brian yesterday, it's kind of been a family because we've all been connected. And going back to the C-Jet days, I mean, with Brian, with Kathy, and with Adam's dad, or with, yeah, Adam's dad and Alan, and it's just been amazing, and I've loved every minute of it, and I can't thank you guys enough for making every day very fun, enjoyable, lots of laughs, and listening to 14 years worth of my stories.
Oh, good.
It's more like 28 years wrapped into 14.
Yeah. 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 Thank God there's only a few leap years in there.
Dave, it's been our pleasure to have you running the morning ship for as long as you have. You will be missed, except on Saturdays. Yeah. But overall, we've had calls from listeners who want to send their best to you. They say that you'll be missed, and you certainly will. And so on behalf of everybody, Dave, we just wish you the absolute best in your retirement. You'll be missed, my friend.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you to all those people. I've been getting cards, and my closer friends have been bringing booze, which...
For Mary Lou.
So they know me extra well, and cards and beautiful cakes yesterday, and Timbits and coffees, and I even got a bear paw given to me, so there you go.
Wow.
I didn't know you could eat it because there's hair on it, but I don't know. It's a real bear paw.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's been fantastic.
And Dave's going to put his alarm clock on the trading post this week.
Actually, funny you mentioned that, because this morning, I have an alarm clock, and Mary Lou can vouch for this. I bought it at a yard sale in Charbert Lake. I'm going to say, what, 25 years ago? Anyway, 25 years ago.
Your companion.
It's been my companion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've always worried about it because I always wake up a bit early because the alarm goes, like, and you can hardly hear it, right?
Yeah.
This morning it was like, beep, beep. So it knows something. It knows that it's going in the garbage can when I get home.
Perfect.
Yeah. Anyway, again, guys, thank you very much. It's been a hell of a ride. I've really enjoyed it. And I want to thank each and every one of you.
Dave,
and everybody
the
best, Dave. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And enough of the jocularity. I think we better get back to business, don't you?
Absolutely. Get back to work, and then we have commercials for you to voice. You've got to get your Saturday show ready. You're not done here.
No.
Yeah.
But I do want to... Mary Lou kind of pointed this out to me, that there's people listening, not only in this area, but I've had people... I had people call me from Japan. I've had people call me from Abu Dhabi, who say they were listening to the Classic Cruise as they went to work. And then, of course, is my good friend Kevin Wadzak when he was over there. I've had people from all over the place. We do the Christmas show is crazy with the amount of listeners we're getting, and especially our family down in Bruce County and down that area. They're very loyal to listening. There's people in Toronto. There's people all over, down in the States. I know guys that are listening in Florida or the wintertime. So I do have a good friend who's listened, I think, almost every day since I've been on the morning show. So I want to send a song out to her. This is Fran out in Grand Bend, and this is Chicago.